singing and shouting? Come on down and see God in action. Our service times are Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., morning service at 11 o'clock a.m., and Bible study at 6:45 p.m. every Wednesday night. Now stay tuned for a service already in progress. Praise the Lord, saints, and be ye encouraged.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory on this day. And now, God, I need you in this place. I need you to know, Lord God, that I'm leaning and depending upon you, not acknowledging anything of myself, but just leaning on you, God. And I expect, according to your word in Proverbs 3, that if I lean not unto my own understanding, that you would be the God that would direct my pathways. And I thank you for it, God. I am not what I used to be, and I'm glad about it. And I'm asking now, God, that I will be able to see the things that you have already outlined and laid out for me in this world, in this kingdom. I give you praise. I give you glory. And now, God, that your word shall go forth and somebody shall hear a word of deliverance that will take them not only through the day, but throughout all eternity. God, this is not for me. This is all for you. And I just thank you for the opportunity. God, I thank you because if I had years ago thought about it and could not even imagine what you've already done. And now, God, I'm looking forward to the things that you've already ordained, but they have not come to pass. But I know they shall because you are faithful and just. And, oh, God, you want me to let the people in Radio Land know that you're not only faithful and just for the good things, but you are faithful and just about those things that shall bring your wrath upon the people of disobedience. So I thank you, God. God, my prayer today, if there is a man or woman, child out there in Radio Land who does not know you, have not accepted, but have rejected you, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, Spirit of adoption, I send you there right now that somebody will make a change and turn around before it is too late. God, I thank you for your darling son, Jesus. There is no other name under the heavens whereby a man shall be saved, Acts 4 and 12, under the heavens except Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I thank you for working and operating in the earth, in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's sitting on the right hand of the Father. I thank you, God. I thank you, God the Father. I thank you, God the Son. And I thank you, God the Holy Spirit, for orchestrating and redeeming us back through the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Pastor Simon is back, another opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for my health and my strength. I thank you for the word of knowledge that you've brought unto me, that I have been able to be transformed once again in another area in my own life. I thank you for your word. Your word is truth. It is life. I know that it is, according to Hebrews 4 and 12, it is sharpened than any two-edged sword, but I thank you for it, God, because whatever I need, you have it, and you have given it unto me, so I thank you for it right now. There are no excuses, the Bible says to us on today, to let you know God is allowing us to receive a word that will transform us and bring us out. I'm excited about what God is doing. Are you excited about the fact that even though the storms may come, even though the winds may rage, that our God has already given us a word that says, peace be still. We thank God. God, we thank you for it on this day. So on today, God want me to share a word with you to let you know that God is looking for some committed people, not people who make excuses, but those of us who are committed to God, and we have come to an understanding of what God wants us to do. The Bible says in Romans 1 and 21 and 19, he's letting us know, this is what Pastor Simon has been sent to share today, that God does not accept, I'm sorry, God does not accept excuses, and that we must make preparation for the judgment, and at that time that we would understand that in the judgment, God will lift all restraints. He will not hold back anymore. So we just want to thank God. We want to praise God on this day. The word of God says in Romans 1 and 17, it says, for therein is the righteousness. Now here's the gift of mankind about what God has done. And God is trying to let you know today in Radio Land We are making too many excuses as we attempt to receive the blessings of God and matriculate through the kingdom of God like we have a free ride. But God sent me by to let us know that he is seeking some true worshipers, some people who will be committed to him, committed to the work of the ministry in the earth as we receive things from God from heaven. Well, amen. In the first chapter of Romans, the Bible says again, and you remember the writer said here in the 16th verse, Paul says what? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. Somebody ought to say it now, to everyone that believe it. Don't you let anybody tell you you must come to Christ or come to salvation by any other means. It's through Christ Jesus. Remember, we said in 1 John 5:1 that if I believe that Jesus is the Christ, then I am a son of God. If I believe that, so it is through what? Believing something about this great son, this great Messiah that came to the earth. So now, God, we thank you for that. He says, for it is the power of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. So to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now I want you to watch something here. God is sending the word. He's wanting us to be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10:1, Paul says what? It is my desire that everybody, my desire for Israel is that all would be what? Would be saved. That's God's desire. It pleases God for us to what? To be born again back to the kingdom of God, that we may live with him forevermore. But I want to submit to you now that if we do not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're still going to live forever. You need to read the book. You don't need to listen to what the preacher say if he's not in the book of God. You don't need to listen to what the deacon has to say or what the choir member has to say. Look, sweetheart, we're living in a world now where we must find out for ourselves. Hear what the preacher says. Hear what the choir member says. But read it for yourself. Get it in your spirit, because time is winding. I believe that we're living in the hour that the Messiah, the Christ shall return, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those of us who are alive, those of us who are in Christ now, who are alive, shall be caught up with them in the air, in a cloud, with Jesus Christ, awaiting the return of the second coming at the end of the battle of Armageddon. I need you to find out for yourself. We live in a world where knowledge has increased. And you remember, God, when he went to Daniel, he put Daniel into a trance and he was in a dream, and Daniel saw the things of the future. And one of the things that he says, the sign of the end of the time is when knowledge shall increase at such a tremendous rate. He says, when that time comes, it's a sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Well, amen. So you need to get somewhere where you can receive the word of God. But he says, I need you to understand, in the 17th verse of the first chapter of the book of Romans, he says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Where is the righteousness of God? Well, in the gospel of Christ. Come on, somebody. In the gospel of the Messiah. In the gospel of the Savior. I don't know who your Savior is, but the book that I'm reading, if you read anything in the book, in the Holy Bible, the 66 books, the revelation of God's word, see, he's letting us know here, we don't have any excuses, because God says, I have sent my word, my revelated word has come, and the Holy Spirit touched men to write, and they wrote as God spoke it. And then he says, now we're waiting on the illumination. The Bible says in Psalms 119:130, he says, well, the entrance of God's word. You have to have more than the revelated word of God written by holy men. You need to have an illumination where the light goes off on the inside and a transformation takes place. The renewing of your mind causes some changes to take place. And those changes, well, somebody need to get it. Those changes are irreversible. You don't go back to what, once you've been changed, baby, you don't go back to what you were in, because you're never going to be conformed, what, to the world ever again. So God sent me by to let you know, in the 17th verse of the first chapter of Romans, he says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The word of God is before me, and I remember when I was just going to church. You know, there are some folk who still play in church, but I'm telling you, God says, well, all counterfeiters shall give an account at the judgment. But I want you to remember that we used to read the book and we didn't understand it. It had no meaning. It had no salvation to it, because it had to be what? Come through faith, faith to faith. So the more I receive the word of God, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the word of God, Romans 10 and 17. I must keep hearing the word that I may grow up and understand what God is trying to say to me. But it had nothing to do with the word of God. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But the change has to be affected in me. And that change can only come by my hearing the word of God, increasing my faith, therefore developing a fear of God. Come on, somebody. In other words, developing a reverence for God and say, my goodness, God is an awesome God. So the Bible says here in the 18th verse, it says, for the wrath of God, the judgments of God, is revealed from heaven. You don't have to go anywhere else. And heaven has come to us in the book. God wrote it. God said it. The Holy Spirit directed the writing, and holy men wrote as God spoke. And so now God is just waiting on you and I to have an illumination for the light to go off on the inside. Therefore, the signs of my illumination is that I will not yield to my flesh, to the members in my flesh, but I will yield to the guidance and the direction of the Holy Spirit. God is letting us know today that he need us. He need us to get to a place of allowing the Holy Spirit to direct our lives. God is not going to just take what's left. He's going to take those who are faithful and just. But God says, we have no excuse. Watch this thing. I'm telling you, men make excuses every day. But look what he says here. He says in the 18th verse of the first chapter of Romans, I'm going to take my time. Holy Ghost, now you do what you want to do, but I'm going to take my time, because I know that this word is important to somebody in radio land. Well, amen. And God, I thank you for the breath of life that you placed in me on this day, that if I don't get up in the morning, I know that I have given the word that you gave me on this day. Teach me, God. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Holy Spirit, how to respond to the things that you want done. Nothing of myself, because I know, God, that you are the major, you are the orchestrator, you are the director of this whole earth, and I want to thank you for it. Now, God, I thank you for, look what he said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against, come on, somebody, against all. I know you slick, and I know you, nobody knows what you have done, but he says it's revealed from heaven against not some, but all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men. Nothing gets by God. You remember the Bible says, it says in James, he says, look, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. You cannot, that's M-O-C-K-E-D, God is not mocked. You cannot outfox, outmaneuver. You cannot get by. You and I cannot get by on God like we do on men. But God sent me by to let you know that it is revealed, the judgments of God. It does not go through a panel on the earth. It did not go through the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It does not go through the ministerial alliance. It does not go through the Methodist church, the Catholic church. Come on, somebody, the Presbyterian. It does not go through the Baptist church. It does not go through the Reformation churches. I'm telling you, he said it is revealed from heaven. So wherever you are, whatever denomination you're in, whatever situation you're in, whomever the leader might be in your life, you need to remember that it must come through the word of God. Don't you let anybody, the word is the same everywhere we go. So God told me to tell you today that the wrath or the judgments of him, they are revealed from heaven against, somebody say against, I don't want to be God's enemy anymore, because the Bible tells me in Romans 5:1, I have been justified by faith, and I now have the peace with God. When I was lost, and my brother and my sister, if you are lost right now and you have rejected Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God told me to tell you that you are God's enemy. I don't care how much you go to church and how little money